This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned home last night after concluding his historic and fruitful visit to Mauritius. India and Mauritius elevated their ties to an enhanced strategic partnership and inked 8 pacts to boost cooperation in several sectors, including maritime security, and promote trade in local currencies. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam. Following the talks, Mr. Modi announced India's new vision for the Global South, naming it Mahasagar, or Mutual and Holistic Advancement for Security and Growth Across Regions.
ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए हमारा विजन रहेगा सागर से आगर बढ़ करके महासागर यानी म्यूचुअल एंड होलिस्टिक एडवांसमेंट फॉर सिक्योरिटी एंड ग्रोथ अक्रॉस रीजन्स. इसमें ट्रेड फॉर डेवलपमेंट, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग फॉर सस्टेनेबल ग्रोथ और म्यूचुअल सिक्योरिटी फॉर शेयर्ड फ्यूचर की भावना समाहित है. इसके तहत टेक्नोलॉजी शेयरिंग, कंसेशनल लोन और ग्रांट के माध्यम से सहयोग किया जाएगा.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of the host state Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis will also be present at the event. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. The first edition of the Wave Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th of May in Mumbai. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that India is always at the forefront of offering help to neighbouring countries, especially during disasters. Mr. Birla made these remarks during a bilateral meeting with a parliamentary delegation from Madagascar, led by the President of the National Assembly of Madagascar, Justin Tokoli, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Birla highlighted that India holds Madagascar in the highest regard as a cherished and reliable friend, as well as a steadfast partner in its journey of progress. In Uttar Pradesh, celebrations of Holi have begun in the Braj region and Varanasi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dahan Shobha Yatra in Gorakhpur today. Here is a report.
In Braj region, Holi is being celebrated with religious fervor. Different types of Holi, including Latmar Holi, Phoolon Ki Holi, Laddumar Holi, is part of month-long Holi celebration in Mathura Vrindavan, which starts from Vasant Panchami itself. Holika Dahan will be celebrated today and Huranga celebration will take place at Baldev's Dauji Temple and other locations from March 15 to 21st. CM Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dahan Shobha Yatra organized by Holika Dahan Utsav Samiti at Pandehata in Gorakhpur today. CM Yogi has instructed officials to take special precautions for the security of Holika Dahan sites. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The Ministry of Defence has signed a capital acquisition contract with the Bharat Electronics Limited, Ghaziabad, for the procurement of low-level transportable radar, Ashwini, at a cost of 2,906 crore rupees. The radar has been indigenously designed and developed by the Electronics and Radar Development Establishment, DRDO, to enhance India's air surveillance capabilities. SpaceX has postponed a scheduled flight to the International Space Station ISS due to a last-minute technical issue with the rocket's launch pad. The mission was intended to send 4 replacement astronauts to the ISS, facilitating the long-overdue return of U.S. astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Delhi Capitals have already secured their place in the final of the tournament by topping the overall standings with 10 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.